Joined on the line now by Scott Gibson, who's the Group Executive for Digital Business Solutions at the Dimension. Scott, what do you say, data or data? I always get confused.
I think we still say data these days, John. Okay. You know, it's an American thing, I guess.
Okay. Because I interchange. I'm never quite sure what I should be saying. So Dimension Data, Group Executive for Digital Business Solutions, in the context of the work that Dimension Data does for data at the Tour de France. But before we get onto the data element of it, which is fascinating, not a great tour for the team, unfortunately. Not the kind of success that the previous two tours have delivered.
So I guess you wanted to start with the bad news first, yeah? So, no, it hasn't been a great year for the team, I think not just at the Tour de France, but for the whole year they've had lots of injuries, lots of crashes. And so, yeah, when the team arrived at the Tour de France this year, I just don't think they were ready, John. And, you know, the whole strategy was around Mark Cavendish, and Mark wasn't in the best shape that we would have liked. And so, yeah, it was a disappointing tour. They still fought hard after Mark had departed, but yeah, that's the tour. It's so risky. There's, you know, so many crashes can happen, and unfortunately, it just wasn't this year's tour for the team.
I mean, Mark did say he did that day by day guide for the BBC website about the route, and I was looking at that before the tour started, and he was already saying that the mountains in the first half of the tour were such that he thought there was a very realistic chance that he might not make Paris, which was the way it turned out. Once again, on Mandela Day, it looked as if Steve Cumming might get into a breakaway and do what he did for us, 3 years ago, win a stage on the 18th of July, but it was not to be. I'm absolutely fascinated by the amount of information that is available. You got a peloton at the start of, 180 riders? It does get whittled down closer to sort of 155, 160 by the time they hit the Champs-Élysées. But the amount of information about each rider, where that rider is, what their heartbeat is, how much power they're pushing out, 424 meters behind another rider, that kind of level of precise analytical detail is extraordinary.
Yeah, so we collect about 1.6 billion data points over the course of the 3 weeks. So we're collecting the position of every rider every second. We don't have access to power data and heart rate data, unfortunately. But what we found is that just the basic data of position has been able to allow us to tell an amazing story about the race. To your example about the exact meter that, some guy in the front versus one of the riders in the back is apart is huge, and it's all around telling the story of the tour to the audience that's watching it on television, and then the other digital channels that we're telling the story on the @LaTour Data Twitter handle, which is controlled by us, has been amazing. It's just created another platform for people to interact with the sport, understand the tactics of the sport. And also, while you're sitting at your desk and you don't perhaps have access to a television, you can watch it on your screen at the same time. And that's all information that we were putting together for the ASO, who are the owners of Tour de France.
And it's not a static race. It's 3 weeks, which covers the length and breadth of France in excess of 3,000 kilometers. I mean, how technically complicated is it to install what you need to install to get that 1.5 billion data points?
Well, that's where the cloud has been such an amazing revelation for us, because we've had to create that collection process, but a lot of the analytics now we do in the cloud, whereas in 2015 when we first started doing this, we had to move our data center basically from finish line to finish line. So now our data center is in the cloud, and we do most of the collection and processing there. That doesn't mean that we have completely left the tour. So we have a tech team that moves around from finish line to finish line every day. But we also had a team of about 5 or 6 individuals sitting here in Johannesburg who were processing the data. We had a team sitting in London processing the data, and we had some of our team working in Melbourne. So that's been the beauty of this for Dimension Data, is the fact that we have this global team. The platform overnight, and so some of the teams in different time zones would take over and do that. So for us, it's been an amazing team effort from all around the world.
Is it expensive?
Well, look, it's a team of 30 people, and they're all highly paid individuals. So if you think about that, I guess if you look at the input costs for that, it is. I mean, this is.
But I guess for the other 52 minus 3 is 49. For the other 49 weeks of the year, they're doing something else for the company. So they're full-time employees
Exactly. These are resources that we use on all other verticals, whether it be in healthcare, in retail. So these guys are not just working on sports, on this Tour de France. Although obviously for us, the Tour de France is probably the best and most favorite project that we all work on during the year. But it's not the only project that we work on during the year.
And you have a good relationship with ASO. It looks like you're going to continue, because if you are, I wonder what innovations you could bring in for next year to give us even more information to allow those of us who remain fascinated by the Tour, despite some of the controversies associated with it. What more can you give me next year?
Yeah, so this year we trialed a couple of different things. We looked at how we could get more predictive in nature with our analytics. So just to go back to your earlier point, yes, next year is officially the last year that we have with the ASO, but we are looking to extend it. They've certainly asked us to consider extending, because I think they've really enjoyed what we've brought to them over the last 4 years. And every year we've tried to innovate. So we've tried to get more predictive with some of the analytics. So this year we tested could we start to anticipate whether or not a team was about to attack. So by looking at how within the peloton some of the riders were starting to group together from the same teams. And we're hoping next year we might share some of that. We've looked at some virtual reality stuff as well that we might launch next year. So every year we try to launch something new. This year was largely around cybersecurity, because as you know, there's a lot of hype around that at the moment. And remember, we're also trying to use this to tell our clients about some of the stuff that we can do. So we did a lot of work around how to protect the data this year and make sure that there were no security penetrations. So we'll release some of that, some of the findings we had from that in the next couple of weeks as well. So for us, it's a great asset to try out some new innovative technologies every year.
Scott Gibson, thank you very much for that insight. Group Executive for Digital Business Solutions at Dimension Data.